It worked. I can't believe it worked. You are really here in front of me, aren't you? This is just wonderful. Come here. Oh, pulling you in for a big old hug. Don't worry. I made sure to smudge the trap on the ground so you would actually be able to leave. I just had to draw the circle to get you here. You understand, don't you? Come on. We've only got so much time before you get poofed back to Earth. If I remember correctly, Orzinal's grimoire has a 60-minute time limit before you return, with or without my permission. Make yourself comfortable on the couch with me. I promise I don't bite. Not unless you ask nicely. So please, take a seat. It's the whole reason I summoned you here in the first place. I was kinda looking for someone to cuddle with. As a succubus, I'm so used to being summoned for other reasons. I was looking for some affection. Nothing much, I promise, just a bit of cuddling and conversation. Are you up for that, or should I send you back? Why did you sit all the way on the other side? I summoned you for cuddling, not for conversation. I need you closer to me than that. Unfurling my wing and bringing you in with it. You feel the immediate heat. Drag closer to my sides. You feel your body tucking itself underneath my arm. Head starting to rest on my chest. The wing stays curled around you, almost like a heavy leather blanket. Is this all right? Are you comfortable? You don't need anything else, right? Like my wing isn't too heavy or too warm or something? Okay, well, now you're smiling at me like I'm asking something stupid. I just want to make sure you're comfortable. You're going to be stuck like this for the next hour. Would rather you not have your leg fall asleep or something. I'm sorry. I just did that without checking in. Are forehead kisses okay? I'm going to pretend that doesn't make me as happy as it does. This is nice, isn't it? I don't really get to enjoy this part of things. When I'm summoned, it's normally by someone who's feeling horny. There's no reason to summon a succubus just to talk. I mean, you could have much more engaging conversation with a demon from Pride. But after a long day of sucking and fucking, I just want to hold someone. Tell them about my day. Learn about the other person's day. Discuss what we're going to do for dinner and what show we're going to watch later. But that's not the card I pulled. I'm a succubus. A demon of lust. I am summoned with one purpose in mind. To fuck whoever summoned me. And sure, it's fun. I don't want to seem like I'm complaining or anything. It just sucks that I never get to make a meaningful connection with anyone, you know? Like I said, I'm a succubus. When people summon me, they summon me for sex. Whether they want to be fucked or do the fucking, that kind of depends on their mood. But I spend my days being fucked or doing the fucking, so there's not really a choice for me. I cater to some of humanity's deepest desires, making sure those nasty demons don't come out to play with the rest of the humans. You would not believe the things I have seen, the requests I've been asked. Am I going to turn them down? Of course not. Another plea summoned means another soul damned to hell. That's the price of one night with me. Just your soul. Most people are more than happy to pay it. But don't worry. You're not paying for anything by being summoned down here. Your soul is still free to go wherever it wants to. You know, once it's done with this meat suit you call a body. At least that's what the book says. Only the summoner has to pay the price, and I paid for you to come here in my blood. Once the hour is up, you'll be poofed back to wherever you were on Earth like nothing ever happened. Hopefully you weren't in the middle of something important. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry about that. I didn't even think. When we're on the table for being summoned, normally someone around here lets us know so we don't do anything too important while waiting around. On the positive, you're always going to win two truths and a lie, right? Silver linings, dumpling. You feel so good against me. All sweet and warm, listening to my heartbeat as I pet you. My wing stays resting against you like a blanket, adding to the comfort puddle we've become. I don't think I've ever felt this relaxed before. If it is one of the rare chances that I'm allowed to cuddle with my companion, they normally want to be comforted and told what an amazing job that they did. They want to be praised and told sweet nothings as they fall asleep, and I don't blame them. If I hired a demon to fuck me to sleep, I would probably want that too. But after doing the same thing multiple times a night to multiple different people for hundreds of years, a girl gets tired. A girl wants some attention for herself. Is that such a bad thing? I was going to say, even if it is, we're in hell. What does it matter if I'm a little selfish? I can always just summon a human for comfort now. I think I'm going to start calling upon you specifically a lot more frequently. You're such a good listener. Not to mention you fit so perfectly against me. The way your body lines up against my curves. You nuzzle your face against my full breasts, feeling how soft they are. Your hand squeezes my plump thighs, fingers running along my markings. You try to memorize every bump, every line, every detail that makes me look just a bit more demonic. You can feel it embedded in my blue skin as my hand continues to pet you. I like your touch. It feels nice. It's light and almost curious. It's not like some of the others who, when they touch me, it's so demanding. The way you're moving yourself against me, making sure I'm just as comfortable as you. I've never had anyone treat me like this before. Yes, I'm being serious, dumpling. Just because succubi are in control doesn't mean we get respect. Sure, people respect us from a distance. They understand that we're powerful and could hurt them if we wanted to. But when a human summons one of us, they know we are on a short leash being held by them. We're only on Earth for a very finite amount of time, completely bound by whatever the summoner asks of us. I might play the part of being in charge, but unless the summoner gives control over to me, I'm just following instructions. Because of that, there's a certain lack of respect from humans. They seem to look down on succubi because of what we do, despite the fact that they are the ones that summon us, and then they encourage us to act this way. So really, it's kind of ironic, isn't it? I mean, it's not my fault humans are such filthy, lustful creatures. If you didn't want to indulge in it, then you shouldn't have summoned me in the first place. I think a few of them believe it's easier to indulge in their fantasies with me, because then if they like it, they can just blame it on the succubus. They didn't really like that. The succubus did, and they were just listening to the succubus, and they happened to forget that they summoned that succubus to do exactly that to them. It's funny, isn't it? It's an entire mind game that I'm tired of. I just want to be seen for the demon that I am. I want someone to summon me and not immediately demand that I stick my dick inside them or I sit on their face with my pussy. I get it. I can swap genitals. But what happened to hello? My name is. This is what I was wanting to do. What do you think? It was fun for the first 100 years. Being summoned to someplace new, getting to play a part, and taking some soul with me back to hell. But the charm wears off after doing this for as many centuries as I have. It was about time that someone reverse-engineered one of the summoning spells, bringing some of you humans to us instead of the other way around. It's not like hell's so bad, right? If you're this comfortable here, I'm not going to feel bad about summoning you once a week. It's almost like you belong here. Making yourself at home against me. Your fingers play with the leather of my wing as you listen to my heartbeats. If you want to close your eyes, you can. I certainly won't mind. It would be nice to actually fall asleep with someone for once. I've, never gotten to do that before. This is probably the most intimate thing I've ever actually done. I mean, having sex isn't exactly romantic. I rarely even kiss the ones that summon me. Most of them have already have some sort of vision in their head of exactly what they want to happen. And if I even stray from that a little bit, they get angry or upset. But you're not like that, are you? You see me as a person. Okay, well, not a person, but as something that's living and breathing and deserves to have her wants respected. Just because I'm a succubus, it doesn't give you blanket permission to disrespect me. Funnily enough, despite how little time we've actually spent together, you're one of the most respectful humans I've gotten to work with so far, so thank you for that. You seem to understand what I need better than I do. offering your body as something consistent for me as your breathing slows. Maybe you're just actually falling asleep as I continue to ramble. It's okay if you are. It's kind of what I summoned you here for, Dumpling. I mean, I just wanted to cuddle with someone. I wanted to feel like a person instead of an object for a little bit. You've actually made that possible, so thank you for that. I didn't think I needed this as much as I clearly did. I'm practically tearing up at the thought of you leaving me. You just feel so wonderful. Your presence is such a warm feeling. It makes me feel all fuzzy inside, like someone's actually seeing me for the first time. Not what I can offer them. Not what I can do for them. Not how I can make them feel. You're just here to enjoy some time with me. Nothing more, nothing less. There's no pressure, no expectations. It's just so nice getting to share intimacy like this. I didn't realize something that wasn't sexual could feel so good. Being a demon of lust, I've always just thought that the goal to everything was sex. You start a conversation with someone, obviously you want to fuck them. You ask someone how their day was, clearly you just want to get in their pants. It's a toxic way of thinking that I'm trying to get out of, and I think you might just be the one to do it. I don't know why. I don't. And yet, I feel so completely comfortable around you, and I don't know anything about you. I've been more honest with you than I have been with most of my friends the entire time I've known them. Everyone around here seems so happy to do their job, love spending their days between lewd acts of sex with humans and other demons. It makes me feel like I'm the odd one out for wanting something else sometimes. For wanting something more than just this. Getting to spend time with you like this showed me how wonderful it can be. I feel like myself again. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for being you. You wouldn't be opposed to being summoned again, would you? That makes me so happy, Dumpling. Thank you. I didn't want to just summon you back here without your permission, but I would be lying if I said I wouldn't be upset. I want to get to know you more. I mean, I have done all the yapping for this session, and I don't know how much time is left in the spell that Orzinal left behind. I would love to know more about you. What your name is. Where you come from. Where you went to school. Who your friends are. Do you have any family? What's your job? Where do you live? What kind of food do you like? I mean, the list just goes on and on. You're a complete mystery to me. I can't remember the last time I was actually curious about someone. It feels like I've been walking through the days, just going through the motions, doing what I need to do to survive. And now that I've met you, that I've indulged in something for myself, I think I'm going to need to be a little bit more selfish sometimes. You don't mind, do you? Not if it means getting to spend more time wrapped in my leathery wings. I think we should make this a weekly thing. I summon you to my lair. You cuddle on the couch with me. You talk about nothing and everything. It'll be so much fun. Think about it. We can even make it a plan thing on your schedule so that you aren't taken from something like you were today. It's going to be so great getting to know you, Dumpling. I can't wait to learn what your favorite color is or who your first kiss was. I just know there are some juicy stories in there. I can tell from just looking at you. I can also feel how your breathing has started to even out. Your eyes never open. You're falling asleep, aren't you? Oh, of course, of course. You're not actually asleep. You're just enjoying the darkness. After all, it's just so bright in this dimly lit room, huh? You're just so cute, Dumpling. I didn't think of humans as anything other than vermin I had to deal with until I summoned you. You're not like the rest of them. You're different in the best way possible. It's why I'm drawn to you. Why I don't want to let go. As the seconds tick on, our time together gets shorter. And I'm starting to dread the chime of that grandfather clock. So instead of worrying about how much time we have left, I think I'm going to join you and close my eyes. Dumpling? Dumpling? Must have already fallen asleep. That's good. Means I'll have an excuse to summon you back in a few days to finish what we started.